From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. One of the nation's largest prison systems is looking for a new chief. Over the weekend, Roderick Hickman, head of California's Department of Corrections, unexpectedly announced his resignation after just 2 years in the job. That leaves Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with a major vacancy to fill. Judy Campbell of member station KQED is covering the story, and she joins us now. And Judy, we mentioned that Mr. Hickman has only been in the job for 2 years. Why is he resigning?
Well, when he came in, there was a lot of fanfare. He was the highest-ranking African-American in the Schwarzenegger administration, and he was the man who was going to implement the governor's promise to completely overhaul and reform the prison system. But now, 2 years later, very little's changed, and Hickman says there's just no longer the will for reform in the administration.
Well, what's happened to that plan for reform?
Well, first, it should be said that this has got to be one of the toughest jobs in the country. California has the highest recidivism rate. Prisons are tremendously overcrowded. There's an intractable gang problem. And over decades, the prison health system has disintegrated into chaos. So it's no easy job. But that said, while a lot of ideas were floated, experts were brought in on how to reform the system, not a whole lot has actually happened. The major effort was a department reorganization that changed the name of the department to the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. So the focus was going to be on rehabilitating inmates. But in the governor's budget, there wasn't much money for that. There was also supposed to be a lot of change in parole. While programs began, those were soon canceled. And in youth corrections, reforms there didn't materialize either.
Now, there's another aspect to all of this. Mr. Hickman claimed over the weekend that there were political special interests that were getting in the way of reform. What's he referring to there?
He's referring to the very powerful prison guard union. Over the last 20 years, they've become incredibly powerful. They've donated millions of dollars to elected officials. And Hickman, even though he came up through the prison guard ranks, he was a guard and was very well respected in that role and worked his way to the top. When he came into this job, he took on the union very early. He exposed and tried to root out what he called a code of silence among guards. He said perpetrated violence in that system. And the union also blames Hickman for the death of a guard last year who was stabbed by an inmate. They say the department didn't distribute protective vests that they should have. So they've launched a really strong campaign against Hickman. And sources say the prison guard union lately has increasingly had the ear of the Schwarzenegger administration. And Hickman says that just makes it impossible for him to do what he needs to do.
Now, the state legislature confirmed Mr. Hickman when he first got the job. He would have been facing a second confirmation hearing in the spring, and I gather it was not a done deal that he would have passed that confirmation. Why a second one?
Well, because when he reorganized the department, he had a new title after that. So after that reorganization, he did face confirmation hearings. And one of the most vocal critics of the prison system, State Senator Gloria Romero, has threatened to block his confirmation, just saying reforms aren't moving fast enough.
Governor Schwarzenegger said yesterday that the number two at the Corrections Department, Jean Woodford, would be stepping in as acting Corrections Secretary. What can you tell us about her and whether she has any more likelihood of succeeding than Mr. Hickman did?
It's unlikely. She's very popular among many. She's known as a great reformer of the system. She was warden at San Quentin for many years, and San Quentin is held up as a model of a place that has really moved rehabilitation into the forefront of how the prison is run. So that was a major goal of the Schwarzenegger administration, but this is the area Hickman says he's had a hard time implementing.
Judy Campbell of member station KQED talking with us from San Francisco. Judy, thanks very much.
Thank you.